Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Well, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. And this is Inland Folk for June the 18th of 2016. And you know the problem with recording these shows in advance, which is what we do, and we kind of have to do it that way for a lot of different reasons. And I don't choose to go into those at this very minute. But we get behind the times in terms of those things that have happened in the folk world that need mentioning. But this really does need mentioning. And on Tuesday night, May the 31st, the great Rob Folsom, who was a Navy man and a hunter and a sound man and a music man and a guitar player and a singer and a very knowledgeable person and a recording engineer and a producer and all kinds of things, came home from the ancient Victory open mic. Now, for those of you who don't know, Victory Music is sort of a cooperative, a musical cooperative that's existed now for many, many, many years. And they have a thing called the ancient Victory open mic, which basically are the people like me, because the regular open mic has gotten sort of dark and angst-ridden as people get younger and times change and philosophies and thoughts about what you write and all that kind of thing are a lot different. And the mix just wasn't cutting it. So they started up this thing that happens about once every 2 or 3 months called the Ancient Victory Open Mic, and that would be the folks that are in their 50s and 60s and doing their thing, who have performed in the profession, many of them, and who have released a bunch of albums and CDs, which is not a discriminatory thing so much. It's just that those are the people who go to this open mic. And Rob Folsom went to that open mic, came back, went to bed, and died in his sleep. And he is a huge loss. He was loyal to a fault to all of his friends. He was so enthusiastic about folk music and what he thought it was supposed to be. And he loved jamming, and he loved singing, and he was bluff, and he was blustery at times, and he always had a laugh. And he was a great sound man the past 2 years for the Tumbleweed Festival. Also did sound for the original Wintergrass for many, for 3 or 4 years, I guess, a long time ago. And he did sound for my second album, my live album at the antique, or at the Acoustical Coffee House, brought in his sound system. And he was an amazing man. And there isn't much more that can be said than that, without going into detail, that would sort of, in a way, diminish his image as all of that. He was amazing. Rob Folsom. And I can remember so many times just discussing music and sitting in my studio, in the recording studio where I was doing my album, where he would say, "This is how you want to do Summer Wages. This is how you want to do One More Time, Amigo. I've heard you do this with a lot more passion. Do it this way." And he was an engineer for Tom Lewis and Pynton Dale and the Ferry Boat Musicians. Worked on my album and worked with people like Orville Johnson and Heidi Muller on my album. He worked with so many different folks, and he knew how to be a good engineer, and he knew when to stay out of it, let the producer do their work, and he knew when to step into it and say, "You might want to think of doing it this way." He's gone, and he will be missed, and it is sad because we're not replaceable, really. because we are who we are. On the other hand, folks come along who learn and who were the people that people like Rob Folsom mentored, and it's all what it's supposed to be, I guess. Because people come and go naturally, and of course dying is part of living. And he did die in his sleep. No pain, no anything. I think if I want to go, that's the way I would want to go. Just go to sleep. All righty. Wes Waddell. Wes Waddell is going to be in concert at the Damon Barn tonight, if you're listening on the 18th, the Damon Barn up there in Uniontown. And Wes is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And he does it right. And he knows what he's doing. He's a Pullmanite. And he's coming back. And he did a concert at the Damon Barn about 3 years back in the summer. And he's coming back to do it all over again. Yes, indeed. Oh, Wes Waddell. He's a good friend. Good friend.
There's a movie that plays in my head every day. Mornings, evenings, three matinees. And a million and one things I should watch instead of the movie that plays in my head. The hero's a guy you might recognize. He's charming and handsome as me, and I cast him myself. I don't trust no one else to show you what you ought to see. There's a movie that plays in my head every day. Mornings, evenings, three matinees, and a million and one things I should watch instead of the movie that plays in my head. Script is a gem. Oh, it's just the right blend of witty and thoughtful, right? But when I act out the scenes with the folk on the street, nobody else knows their lines. And that just won't do. There's too much at stake when you live for the eulogy, not for the day. Oh, it's safer this way. Though it gets lonely sometimes, but you risk everything when you bring in a co-writer. So there's a movie that plays in my head every day. Mornings and evenings, three matinees, and a million and one things I should watch instead of the movie that plays in my head. And there's a million and one things I should watch instead of the movie that plays in my head. Plays in my
dream. And the lighting's bad, but I ain't here for the view. I've come to test the theory that I'm someone. Every pair of eyes is taking in my size and going three quick mental rounds, wondering just where the hell I came from. Between the bells, when the gloves are raised, doesn't take my stance, I give it all away. My left hand says I'm from out of town, front foot says I ain't backing down, and my record says I ain't gonna win no title. I got a good ride hook and a bad ride knee. I carry the weight of my family, and they knock me down, and I love them still despite it. I keep on fighting. Heavy bag has seen better days. It'd be in the trash if it weren't for tape. Sometimes I feel pretty much the same. And still I walk right through that door. Take my lumps, I earn my score, knowing I can't really walk away. Oh, I got dreams, buddy, same as you. But I ain't reaching for the top of just another rung or two. And my left hand says I'm from out of town. Front foot says I ain't backing down. Record says I ain't gonna win no title. I got a good ride hook and a bad ride knee. Carry the weight of my family, and they knock me down, and I love them still despite it. There's an old saying. inside of me. 8 ain't gonna win this race. Between the bells, when the gloves are raised, as I take my stance, I give it all away. And my left hand says I'm out of town. Front foot says I ain't backing down. And my record says I ain't gonna win no title. I got a good ride hooking the bad ride me. I carry weight of my family, and they knock me down, and I love them still despite it. I got 2 bruised ribs and a flat nose, and I say to you that's the way it goes. And I wouldn't take it back or try to hide it. I fight for better, I fight for worse. I fight to break my family's curse, and I fight to shout out, hello world, here I am.
Few bridges on.
smoke rising in the eastern sky, climbing higher as the day goes by, like a ladder to the afterlife in the promised land. All the chimneys in the neighborhood hold a secret and they hold it good. Are you sending up a piece of wood or something you'll want back? It burns, it burns, it burns, just like me. It can warm you on a winter's night, it can chase the shadows out of sight, or it can take away your heart's delight with just a single blaze. Like a lover running hot and cold, all you wanna do is hold it close. Why is it all the things that give the most can also take the most away? And it burns, it burns, it burns, just like me. It can pull you forward, it can push you back, from the darkest days to old Chicago town. Ash to ash, dust to dust, and now there's a ball of burning way up high, makes the difference between day and night, and it's responsible for all Earth's life, or so they say. And then someday when his race is run, it'll finish with an explosion. And I tell you, when my time is come, I'm also going out that way. And it burns, it burns, it burns. Just like me.
But it would mean
every second sight. See the world through another's eyes. The world keeps turning, a new day's begun. He's a killer man, he's my son. He's a killer man.
Oh, Anna, he's a killer now. Anna Egge is her name. Anna Egge, E-G-G-I-E, Anna. And her mom was American Danish. The album was written and recorded in Denmark, and it's an interesting album. I really like this album. I like her voice a lot, and it's kind of cool because her voice is just as clear as a bell. It's not a pretentious voice. Not a lot of ornamentation or anything like that. All the feeling comes from the voice. And then it's augmented with a lot of almost electronica. Not quite, you know, but more electronic than a lot of folky albums. And so you have this clear, totally real voice and then these sort of electrical and electronic sounds. And it makes for a kind of an interesting way of doing this album. I really like this album a lot. And I didn't think I would, but I do. And I like the lyrics, and I like the way she writes. And this is, I believe, her second album. Anna Egge and the Sentimentalists is the name of the group. And it's a really good album. Just came out. My goodness. Wes Waddell. All these songs based on books, based on Nick Wong, who wrote about boxing. The fight for shared space. The stance is what that song was called. And then the one based on Slaughterhouse-Five. No, the one based on Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury, Just Like Me. And we started out with a movie in my head based on Nick Hornsby's High Fidelity. And all these cuts on this album. And this is kind of an ensemble band of Wes Waddell's. And it's pretty darn good. And he's going to be at the Damon Barn tonight, if you're listening. And he's a very, very modest performer. You know, and he wears kind of his heart on his sleeve, as a writer does. And he just is what he is. And his folks will be there, and they're cool. And everybody that knows Wes and are friends of Wes, they're all there, and they're cool. And he's just really working the music scene and doing the right thing for songwriters. A firm, firm believer in songwriters. And then he gets the idea that there are those of us who don't write that need to cover those songs. And he understands the whole symbiotic relationship between the songwriters and the singers and so forth. Wes Waddell, Damon Barn tonight. I think it's a 7:30 concert. It's part of that whole concert series. And so you want to be sure and check that out. Bridges Home going to be part of that. And Greg and Kierdwin Spatz are coming back. And they are truly amazing. That's in August. And they are really something. They're the stars of that series, if you ask me. And the old bluegrass band from Carolina's New Blue. They're going to be back as well. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marn. We're going to be back for lots, lots, lots more music. We're going to be back with an old album that came out in the 80s. In the late 80s, Riley Maloney from the Backstage. All right, we're going to be right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
If you love Northwest Public Radio and would like to be a part of this organization's continued growth and success, take a look at the job opening for a development coordinator based in the Tacoma area. Information is at nwpr.org. Roll your mouse over About Us and look under Employment.
Drizzly with fairly mild weather to start the weekend, but by the middle of next week it will reach the 80s and even lower 90s. Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Then becoming windy tonight. Tomorrow looks warmer and sunny. Highs today on the Palouse of 60, the Lewis Clark Valley 68.
Walking on the beach, staring at the sunset sky, just out of reach, the pelican flies. Follow the lead, through the wind and the pounding tide, as daylight retreats, I can hardly believe my eyes, I can hardly believe. I can hardly believe my eyes, I can hardly believe my eyes, hardly believe. I can hardly believe my eyes, I can hardly believe my eyes. I remember the first time I saw you across the room, with your dark eyes flashing in the candlelight. You came and you took my hand and asked me to follow you, and then you let me hold you all through the night. I can hardly believe, I can hardly believe my eyes, I can hardly believe my eyes, hardly believe, I can hardly believe my eyes, I can hardly believe. You came to me one day and said there was a baby growing. I felt so weak, I had to sit down in the shade, get off of my feet, think about the seeds we were sowing without missing a beat. Out came the babe, I could hardly believe. I could hardly believe my eyes. I could hardly believe my eyes. Hardly believe. I could hardly believe my eyes. I could hardly believe my eyes. I had the strangest dream. The room was filled with gold. A man that I'd never seen broke down and cried. And as the tears fell from his lonesome soul, a blinding light appeared. I could hardly believe my eyes. I could hardly believe. I could hardly believe my eyes. I could hardly believe my eyes. I can hardly believe my eyes. Now I can hardly believe, hardly believe my eyes. Oh, I can hardly believe my eyes.
Riley and Maloney from Riley and Maloney at the Backstage. Riley and Maloney, who in the late 70s up until about 1989, they were the sort of the Sheridan set, the middle class folk, if you will, pretty much, you know, catered to white audiences. I don't want to make a big deal out of all this, but that's what they did. They were not in the pack. They chose their clientele and did a lot of things for the sort of the corporate set of Seattle. And but they would do the college audiences and everything. And they met at, I believe, an open mic in Chicago or something, Ginny Riley and David Maloney. But they created their space, and they actually mentored and helped a lot of folks and used their status to help a lot of folks, including me. I opened for them several times in the early 80s. And they were very, very, very kind to me and did gigs that I helped promote and all this kind of thing. And they're doing their last round, their last go-round, and they're very public about this. This is their last. David Maloney just had a bout with cancer and pneumonia and realized that he needs to slow down, and there's a space and time where you have to end things and do other things. And they did their last Folklife set, this Folklife, and they will be doing their last concert in Seattle in November, on November 5th. And they'll be touring and doing all the places where many, many years ago they had the big crowds, and they still do. And you can tell the big crowds, and they're pretty much the people that they sang for 25 years ago. But David Maloney especially has written some wonderful songs since, and they've had a couple of reunions and this kind of thing. Anyway, Riley Maloney, and one of the things they did, this is kind of cool, they went back and they dug up a bunch of old cassettes of their club gigs back in the 70s, even before their first album came out. And this is when in the 70s, and everything was a lot looser, and it was a lot easier for sort of folkies to get gigs, and there are all kinds of places to play. And that's what this is. And this is a reflection of what they were doing. A lot of the songs that, of course, a lot of us did, John Stewart and Mike Nesmith and Jesse Winchester and all kinds of folks. And this is called Riley Maloney Archives. And these young folks, these young folks, really working it and really working hard. Riley Maloney, this is from their archives. This is their version of Mike Nesmith's Some of Shelley's Blues, of course. Stone Pony recorded this, Linda Ronstadt, and the Dirt Band had recorded this back in the mid-70s, and this is their version.
Tell me, but just one more time, the reason why you must leave. Tell me again the reason that you don't need me. Tell me one more time, but don't think you'll convince me. You said about falling in love again, you'd rather be dead. When someone breaks your heart, you cry your eyes red. There's nothing so hard about the life that you led. As far as I can see, there's no reason for goodbye. You're just running scared, and that's something I won't buy. So you lose, I won't let you go. There's nothing to show but more blues. All this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the boy that loves you. Reason for goodbye. You're just running scared, and that's something I won't buy. So you lose, I won't let you go. There's nothing to show but more blues. All this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the boy that loves you. You settle down and stay with the boy that loves you. You settle down and stay with the boy that loves you.
I never wanted to fly high. I was too fond of walking. And when you said you'd touch the sky, I thought it was your way of talking. And then you said you'd build some wings and find out how it could be done. But I was doubtful of everything. I never thought that you'd reach the sun. You were so clever with your hands. I'd watch you for hours with the glue and the rubber bands, feathers and lace and flowers. And the finished wings, they glowed so bright, like some bird of glory. I began to envy you your flight, like some old hero's story. You tried to get me to go with you. You tried always to dare me, but I looked at the sky so blue. I thought the height would scare me, but I carried your wings for you. Up the path to the cliff face, kissed you goodbye and watched your eyes, already bright with sunlight. Start to watch you soaring higher. There was a pain deep in my heart. The wings seemed tipped with fire, like a seagull or a lark, rising up forever, like some ember or some spark, rising from earth to heaven. I believed you touched the sun. I believed all you told me. Do a thing no man has ever done. You touched the stars to please me. But then I saw the white wings fail. Then I saw the feathers falter. Watched you drop like a bowl of gold into the wide green water. Some are born to fly high, and some are born to follow. Some are born to touch the sky, while some walk in the hollow. And as I watched your body fall, I knew that really you had won. For your grave was not the earth, but the reflection of the sun.
When the daylight fades and the shadows fall, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. And the weather watch spies the coming squall, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. When the sun sinks low in a troubled sea, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. And the night winds blow and the rain falls free, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. When the clouds boil black and the winds do wail, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. And you're caught in the teeth of a living gale, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. And your sailor's heart
is filled with fear.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
And the sound of the surf on the rocks is near.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Then the winds drop off and the seas be calm.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
But the fog is thickest before the dawn.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
And the new sun burns that fog away.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
From the darkest night comes the brightest day.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
When your ship is safe in port again,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. You can thank the keeper, you can thank the flame. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Must I wait patiently to Hudson's Bay Company runs ships in the summertime. And they stock the stores of the Labrador, and they stock them full for the winter time. Bay Rupert set sail from the Clyde, bound out for Newfoundland. But to get to Hopedale, don't you know, you'd be better off by land. Oh, they got no charts on the Labrador, all you hear is stay away. For there's rocks and ice dark as hell at night, from Jack Lane's Way to Broomfield Bay. They got wooden ships, steamer ships, frozen men below. They got mountains right beneath your keel, so for God's sake, don't you go. She brought boots and coffee, shoes and tea, water pipes and bridles, sleeping bags and saddle soap, and she had a gross of Bibles. She was open wide, steaming through the tide, when she hit them granite rocks. Both her ends went down with a mighty sound, and her middle opened up. Oh, they got no charts on the Labrador, all you hear is stay away. For there's rocks and ice dark as hell at night, from Jack Lane's Way to Broomfield Bay. They got wooden ships, steamer ships, frozen men below. They got mountains right beneath your keel, so for God's sake, don't you go. It was Sunday when that ship went down, the town was all to prayer. No missionary with the word of God could have kept them there. All's lost, all's lost, the captain cried, we'll never sail no more. All's found, cried the Innu as they ran down to the shore. When the tide came in, the goods did too, they saved them from the sea. And it's great to be doing business with the Hudson's Bay Company. They found boots and coffee, shoes and tea, water pipes and bridles, sleeping bags and saddle soap. But to hell with all them Bibles. Oh, they got no charts on the Labrador, all you hear is stay away. For there's rocks and ice dark as hell at night, from Jack Lane's Way to Broomfield Bay. They got wooden ships, steamer ships, frozen men below. They got mountains right beneath your keel, so for God's sake, don't you go. They got mountains right beneath your keel, so for God's sake, don't you go. Well, they've got no charts on the Labrador.
Oh, they got no charts on the Labrador. Oh, my goodness. Of course, we played that a couple of times over the years from Gordon Bach and Mio Mira and Ed Trickett. This is Shanghaied on the Willamette. Shanghaied on the Willamette, Gordy Euler and Jonathan Leigh with their brand new album that we've all been pestering them about for about the past 3 or 4 years. And every time he'd ask him, he'd say, hey, Gordy, where's that new album coming out? He'd say, ask my buddy, ask my partner. He'd ask him, he'd say, hey, Jonathan, when's that new album coming out? He'd say, you ask my buddy, ask my partner. Anyways, so we pestered him, and they finally came out with this thing. And you know, I was just kind of joking with them that most of the people who would want to hear this album by the time it came out are all deceased now. But anyway, the point is, it's a pretty good little album. Let the Light of the Lighthouse Shine on Me is on there. Bob Zent's lyric, traditional music, and then The Wreck of the Bay Rupert. And we'll play something else from this album in the next hour. Shanghaied on the Willamette. And both of these guys are such a part of that whole Portland and Columbia and Tri-Cities music scene. They've played the Tumbleweed Festival for about the past 150 years, and they've really done a nice job in everything that they do. Gordy, of course, calls that great Big Mega Dance. If you haven't been to the Big Mega Dance in Portland, it happens in mid-March, right around March 10th, 11th, 12th, right in that neck of the woods. An 88-piece orchestra of all kinds of musicians plays that band. 700 people show up to do that contra dance. They do it at the Portland Community College ballroom. Fans all over the place and jugs of water and everything. It's pretty cool. Alrighty. Amanda Cully doing Playlist Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're coming right back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Yeah.